Pope Benedict XVI on Saturday arrived in Croatia for a two-day pastoral visit. Tracy McClure is in the capital and spoke with Dr. Danica Ramlik, Director General of the Ruđer Bošković Institute in Zagreb, which is dedicated to the Jesuit scientist of the 18th century. She discussed Bošković as a model for today's youth.
The beauty about the name of our institute is that we are named after Ruđer Bošković, who was one of the, in a lot of people's opinion, the best scientist of the 18th century. He was multidisciplinary, as the institute is. The founder of our institute, Ivan Supek, was a famous Croatian physicist who unfortunately died. He was a very prominent 6 years ago. When he founded the institute, he was one of the best recognized physicists on European scene. And it is not by coincidence that he named the institute the best Croatian life science institute after Ruđer Bošković, who was a priest, Jesuit from Dubrovnik, great scholar, who left Croatia in the time Dubrovnik Republic in essentially at the age when he was 14. And I just came back from Dubrovnik yesterday. We finished symposia that we devoted to Ruđer Bošković. This year we had two symposia because it's the 300-year anniversary of his birth. And what's very interesting is the symposia we held in Zagreb last week, which was on the 20th of May. Essentially, we had Jean-Marie Len, Nobel Prize person from France, and then we had top Croatian and Italian physicists and scholars on Bošković. This symposium was here in Zagreb, Croatian capital. But the birthplace of Ruđer Bošković, Dubrovnik, is a stunning town anyway. It's a beautiful city. And Ruđer Bošković's family was a very, very good Nobel Catholic family in a time, in 18th century. They had 8 children, and out of 8 children, 4 were 2 boys were priests. Ruđer Bošković was one of them. He was a Jesuit, and 2 sisters were nuns.
What would you say are some of his achievements that he will be most remembered for? I know that he was called to Rome by one of the popes, even to help fix the cracks that were appearing in Michelangelo's dome on St. Peter's Basilica. What was he known most for?
Well, he was a great scholar. He was a mathematician, and because of that, Pope the Benedict XIV called him because of the crack in the dome of the St. Paul's Cathedral. St. Peter's. And 3 of the mathematicians in the time were called to fix it, and he was the one who actually fixed it. Also, he was a poet. He was an astronomer. He founded what we know today as Observatory in Brera. He was professor in Pavia. He was professor in Rome of mathematics in Veri Collegium Romanum. He was a member of French Academy of Sciences. He wrote so many interesting articles and publications in the lot of topics, if you wish, but all dealing with life, essentially with what would be considered the natural sciences. But on the top of that, he was also very much interested in humanities, philosophy. Obviously, mathematics and philosophy are so close. He was a member of Royal Society. He was also a member of Russian St. Petersburg Academy, and he was also a member of one academy in Italy, Sapienza Academy. So, excellent scholar. But 3 things that, if you ask me, I would remember him always for. That he was a devoted man. He was a great mankind. To be so versatile and be so successful in so many topics in 18th century is incredible. But let me spell these 3 things. The one that you just mentioned, St. Peter's Cathedral. A second, he understood very well the structure of what later on became a structure of the atom, so structure of the matter. And he wrote excellent articles. Some people believe that Niels Bohr, the famous 20th century physicist, who actually got the Nobel Prize for the fact that he discovered the structure of the atom, essentially used Ruđer Bošković's early works 2 centuries before, and actually this helped him in understanding the structure of the atom. Second, the forces within the atom, forces within the matter, lots of works that Ruđer Bošković published while Rome and in Italy and France and elsewhere. Well, he lived in 8 different countries. He traveled a lot. For a man of you know, 18th century, he traveled incredibly a lot, sometimes on the request of different nobilities. For example, Maria Theresia, in the time the Queen of Austria requested him to come and live in Vienna for, I believe he lived in Vienna for several years. Some of his best work, Philosophia Naturalis, was published in Vienna for the first time. But the understanding of those basics of the matter, and also understanding of what these days we consider as, you know, our understanding of universe. For example, there are only four Croats that, you know, have their craters on the moon. The, you know, craters on the moon are craters, yes, are named after them, and Ruger Boškovič is one of them. Second one is Tesla, yeah. But Boškovič was a great figure.
And, of course, he was so multidisciplinary. I mean, even going out into philosophy and poetry and so on. Are you perpetuating that legacy of his?
Yes, actually, I almost, as a director general, became obsessed with Boškovič's legacy, because this year is 300 years anniversary, but I would like actually to use his legacy for future of the young in Croatian society, because having such a great role model, and having another political thing that Croatia is striving to become a member of the European Union, is also interesting. We had people that Croatia gave to Europe two centuries ago, some of the great minds as Boškovič. But in the same time, the legacy of Boškovič could be used for our scholars in Croatia, for promotion of science. Particularly this year, we are organizing exhibitions on Boškovič. Our young kids in high schools, in elementary schools, are drawing and making exhibitions on Boškovič's work. We are giving different lectures, talks, and it's creating lots of, I would say, positive impact on the Croatian society as a whole, to recognize that as a small countries strive to be recognized anyway, that we gave some of the greatest figures of the 18th century to Europe is incredible feeling. So he was a man of great vision. Some people even think that, you know, Pope in a time who obviously Boškovič had some close ties to Vatican, was very much regarding Ruger Boškovič, not only on this St. Peter's Cathedral's problem, but on other issues. For example, the Papal State, the boundaries of Papal State were done by Boškovič. He was also a great diplomat. He, Dubrovnik Republic was extremely well developed, I mean, in those days. They had the noble people, lots of scholars who came from Dubrovnik to Rome in the time, but some of them came back to Dubrovnik. And I can say that entire trade that Dubrovnik scholars played, particularly in Jesuit order and some other orders of priests in Italy, you know, we even are surprised today to see how big impact they made in Italy and in Europe in the time.
You know, I get the feeling that in past decades, it was overlooked that he was a priest. I mean, it seems that many people didn't realize that he was a Jesuit.
Not only he was a Jesuit, but he was a devoted Jesuit in a sense when the order was abolished. If you remember from the history of Jesuit order, at some point they were abolished. Ruger Boškovič never gave up on his values and everything that Jesuit order brought to his heart and his way of living. He continued, obviously, to be very cautious, because in some states, for example, he couldn't travel because Jesuits were prohibited to come. Like, for example, he was scheduled to travel to Brazil in a time, and the prosecution of Jesuits were going on, and he didn't make the trip. So that quite often people overlook, although one thing is incredible in Boškovič as well. People believe, and there are some scholarly articles written about that Boškovič in a time was excellent example of 18th century, where he could actually combine his priesthood and his Catholic belief together with his scientific views, which, as you know, wasn't always easy. And he was apparently somebody who contributed that Pope in a time understood essentially that Copernicus' way of thinking about our universe should be accepted. So he was more influential than we ever thought.
You said he could be a model for young scientists today, perhaps in Europe. But also, this was something that Pope Benedict brought up in a recent audience with the new ambassador from Croatia to the Holy See, Mr. Filip Vukac. Mm-hmm. He was saying basically that Boskovic was a model of the compatibility of science, reason, and faith. Is that possible today? Between science and faith? Can one be a scientist and also be a spiritual person?
Absolutely. Some of the best scientists here at our institutes are also very spiritual as well. And I think I'm glad that you asked me this question. Obviously, there are some issues that is very difficult to reconcile between the faith and science, and some people have problems with it. Because as a scientist, sometimes we really want to prove something, to see something, to be absolutely positive that something exists. But in the same time, you know, people who have a faith, they can reconcile very, very easily, or you know, based on the fact that with the faith, you don't necessarily need to see everything, or if you simply believe that there is a God and that certain things are done because of the you know, God's doing. So I believe that Boskovic can be a great role model. I mean, obviously he was interested to learn how the stars look, how the universe looked two centuries ago, and that didn't prevent him to pray or to be faithful to God. And he had the opportunity when the order was abolished to say, okay, I'm giving up. I'm more than a scientist than a priest. But he was equally good as a priest and as a scientist. So obviously, yes, he can be a good role model. And this is why I think combining so many values as he does could be a great, great opportunity for our young people to study the legacy of Boskovic.